الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. One point that comes to mind is when we're making our in the afternoon reading the Asma'ul Husna in the Durood Sharif, then a person feels like also joining, and we should join also, but softly. When we also start reading loudly, then it becomes the chorus, and then things start changing. The Durood Sharif also, Maulana Musa also announced that we can read, and we should read, but read it softly to ourselves, not raising our voice. And in this matter, in all matters, we have to be very, very careful. Like it may, a person might feel also what's wrong, and we enjoy it. But slowly these things go, and then it reaches a stage where it total bid'at start, and all wrong things start. And then everything goes out of order. Especially with Zikrullah, many khanqas that we're doing 100%. In fact, all the khanqas that we have, originally everyone was doing it rightly. But when this little bit started, then it went right out of way. And it went over the limit. So therefore, we have to be very careful of these things. When we're doing it on our own also, in our masajid also, it must be controlled properly. And it must be always under the guidance of the ulama, the muftis, with their advice and their guidance we should do. Otherwise, we easily go, and every bidat is such that it appeals to a person. It's very enjoyable, very rosy, very nice. But it leads, and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very hard and strong as far as bid'at is concerned. Because that changes the whole picture of deen. And it becomes something completely different. And then we reach those stages where we start asking from the dead people also. It reaches those stages that we start believing in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam having qualities of Allah to be present everywhere. It takes a person very far away. So we have to be very careful of that, and always we should keep it in mind that the limits of Shariat, we have to keep it in mind. And it is perhaps for that reason also many people don't like many ulama also. So, because the ulama want to keep the things in line. And people, they feel, what's wrong with this? Many things. What's wrong in doing this? It's stopping us from zikr now. Stopping us from Quran reading now. We get together and we read, like in a chorus form, in something, like for Isa al Sawab, for a marhum, to get together. What's wrong with that? And then what is added? Little bit kheer is added. What's wrong? You're feeding the people. What's added a little bit? Giving out some bananas, some oranges also. Then before you know what, the thing is gone. And then to reverse it is almost an impossible thing. So therefore, we must be very, very careful. Allah give me and give us all tawfiq. And all of us must be conscious whether we come here and we feel anything that is going to lead to something else. It must be curbed right at the beginning. And then don't see whoever it is. It can be Hazrat, and it can be Hazrat Maulana, and it can be anyone. Shariat is first. And we don't become now also that we are big muftis and that. But we have to be very careful. And especially the ulama, they must be on guard of these things. That is their duty. It's their fundamental duty, and the duty of their position, that they must see that Shariat is maintained everywhere. Otherwise, we go very easily right out of hand. Allah give us all tawfiq. We were discussing about keeping a perfect roza, and that is a roza that we keep of the tongue also, that we don't speak any haram. And with the eyes, we don't look at any haram. With the ears, we don't hear any haram. With the mind, heart, we don't think of any haram. And our food, we have to be careful. And with regard to our food matters, whether it's our income today or whether it is our what we are eating, both of these things, a person has to be very cautious in these days. And it is up to every individual to see that how is my income And the things what I'm eating, what am I eating? What are the things? And in clothes also. Because today we're not thinking, just one example, one point comes to mind. Many of us have got this Nike sign, whether it's on our jacket, whether it's on the warm two-piece hat that we wear for winter, or whether it's on our sandals, on our shoes. And just for our little bit information, the Nike sign is Nike, whether it's written N-I-K-E, or whether the sign, the tick sign, it is actually a Greek goddess of victory. So that is actually like we won't have Isa alayhi salam on the cross on our clothes. We'll all definitely say this is right out, it's haram. How can you wear like this? Even out of namaz. And similarly, we won't wear something with a Hindu god, the picture of some god of that. It's out of the question. We won't wear all those things. So just like that, the Nike sign also. But because we don't know, so we don't think of it as anything wrong, but it's just as bad as that also. Similarly also, many of us, the tie we wear. The people try and put various arguments about it also, that if it's a common dress, etc. But the tie, according to dictionary, is a symbol of the cross. If you see how it goes, it's like a cross. So we have to be very careful of these things in our dressing also. And to make namaz with these things, with this Nike sign, wearing a tie, etc., we have to be very careful. So even in our clothes, we must see that there mustn't be any haram in our clothes also. And on our food also, our income also. But for that, we must keep contact with the mufti, with the muftis, and ask them that what our position is, to make sure that this is in order. So with regard to food, that one general director, and then with regard to our attitude after rozas, after Ramadan, after those of us who came for itikaf, who came for our islah, who went for umrah, who went out in jamaat, for all of us, that no holier than thou attitude after that. That I'm better than you. I went for umrah. I spent my time, night, Qiyam-e-Layla was there. I did this ibadat, that ibadat, etc. Or here in the itikaf or wherever it is. If we keep a proper roza like that, then that is the roza that will yield the proper rewards also. And for our sake, which Allah Ta'ala put, we came to think of it, that roza is basically giving up certain permissible things, which are permissible, they are halal, your wife, your food, etc., your drink, but in roza, you are not allowed. So here also, if we give up permissible all these things, of talking, we give up things which are even permissible, only what is necessary we talk. Looking also, we only keep our gaze down, and only what is necessary for us to see, we see. But what is other permissible things, we don't look at. All those things, hearing also, we don't listen even to permissible things. Necessary things we listen, like a bayan is given, announcements are made, those are necessary things. If we do that, by the barakat of this month, the whole ummah, it is for the whole ummah, Allah will save us from haram for the rest of the year, for the rest of our lives. And this is all what is the objective, which we say that we must make our islah. It's the same thing, or we say we must make tawbah, correct? Tawbah means to return again, return to the right things, is the same thing also. Or that we say that a person must acquire taqwa, is also the same thing. Or a person says, I must get hidayat, make dua for my hidayat, or Allah must give us hidayat, it's all the same thing. So once a person has got that, then he's got the friendship of Allah Ta'ala. So the friend, so all this is also to acquire the friendship of Allah Ta'ala. We must have heard a lot of bayans and the virtues of being the friends of Allah Ta'ala, but just a little bit, once you have acquired Allah's friendship, Allah is your friend, and Allah's friendship won't be like other friends. One time, Maulana Saeed Khan Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi of Madinatul Munawwara, visitors start here in the madrasa, some flowers were growing. So he asked of these flowers whether they've got some fragrance in them. So the talk just remained like that. But Maulana then said, there are many people who are like flowers without fragrance. A friend, that when you need him, he's not there. So a friend must not be like that. A flower must have fragrance. A friend must be there when you need there. When you need him, he's there for you. So that is really only Allah Ta'ala. So we must try and build this friendship of Allah Ta'ala. And if we acquire the friendship of Allah Ta'ala, then wherever we can be, those three people who are in the cave, the famous riwayat, who helped them? Allah Ta'ala helped them. That person that was on a porter was taking him, and then he took a shortcut and he landed up in some jungle, and then he was going to kill him. So he turned to Allah Ta'ala. Who is the friend that helps you? Nobody else but Allah Ta'ala. When nobody, no emergency can help you, your cell phone can't help you, your neighborhood watch can't help you, Allah will help you. And this friendship of Allah Ta'ala, to which we say is a wali, that where everyone who has got iman has got this friendship. But not that level. It's a common friendship. And one is a close friendship. Such a friendship that when the person knocks on your door, you know it is this person who has come. Such a person that when he walks in the masjid, even you are in namaz, you know who is this who has come. That's contact. It comes in the hadith sharif that a person makes dua, and the malaika say, who is making dua? From where is this voice? It's an unknown voice. And one is, when the dua goes, they know who it is. Because it was going, so that there is a difference in friendship. Everyone, one person is our friend in our town, he's a musalli with us. We know him as Babu Bhai, for example. Somebody asked, what is his name? I don't know his name. And his surname, I don't know. What work he does, I don't know. But he says, my friend. And you only know him as Babu Bhai. Or any other name, whatever it might be. And one is that friendship, you know almost everything of your friend. So with Allah, we have to acquire that friendship. One common friendship is all who have got iman. They are the friends of Allah. But here Allah Ta'ala is addressing those friends. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. And what must you do to become a friend of Allah? Ittaqullah. Allah. Acquire taqwa. Now you will become the close friends of Allah. Those very dear friends of Allah. For whom Allah Ta'ala, the minute you just ask Allah, Allah answers your call. And for that, yeah, in this ayat, how to acquire that friendship? Kunu masadiqeen. Those people who are true in their friendship with Allah Ta'ala, you stay with such people, you will also get that friendship. So the friendship of Allah is what everyone must acquire. And it's not exclusive like what we see, that this person here is a big maulana, so he's a big wali. It's not necessary also. And on the other hand, it can be a shoemaker. The neighbor of Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah Ali was such a great buzurg, muhaddith, mujahid, whatever you can think of, very, very great person. And his life was sacrificed for Islam. 6 months in jihad, 6 months teaching hadith sharif, what great virtues of his. When he passed away, somebody saw him in a dream and asked him, what happened? He said, Allah has been very good to me. What namath he has given me. What darja he has given me. But he added, but my neighbor, who was a blacksmith, Allah has given him more darja than me also. So everyone's eyes is on Abdullah ibn Mubarak radiallahu ta'ala rahmatullah Ali. And what a darja. But his blacksmith neighbor, his darja even more. So they went there, they asked the neighbor's wife, the blacksmith's wife, how come your darja even more than Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah Ali? What a great position. She said he was just an ordinary person working day and whole day working hard. And his hands became also hard, working very hard and earning his halal rosy. And he should make his namaz and come earn his rosy, nothing else really. And Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullah Ali, all the time indeed. So then she said yes, but one thing he had. He said that I also been a free person like Abdullah ibn Mubarak, that he didn't have to earn his rosy. Allah makes it such. And those people whom Allah has given that they don't have to earn their rosy, generally the ulama, they don't teach for rosy. They teach, and Allah give us that sincerity for the sake of deen. And Allah made intizam for their rozi. They don't have to work for their rozi. Otherwise, everyone has to go from morning to night. Hard work people have to do. All conditions they have to work. But this class of people, Allah made them free. Allah give us that sincerity and appreciate what this. So you say he was also free like that. And the people should make his khidmat and serve him. So he didn't have to earn his rozi. So he said, had I also been free like that, I should also make Allah's ibadat how he makes whole night ibadat and the whole day teaching, etc. But I have to earn my rozi. So just because of that niyat of his, Allah gave him such. And if you look outwardly, is the point that I wanted to try and illustrate. He's a blacksmith. Working with his iron and knocking his hammer and making things, etc. But what is his darja by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? So in the same way, we don't know who are the awliya. There are many people who seem just like ordinary working class people. Many people may be street sweepers, whatever their position is. But just if we have got that connection with Allah ta'ala, you're a wali of Allah ta'ala. Outwardly, nobody might recognize you also, and that is also a great favor of Allah. So no pride comes in you also. On the other hand, you're a maulana or something, you are teaching, you're a ustad, you're an ustad, you're an ustad, you're an imam. So all the time you yourself think I'm really somebody. And an ordinary person, he never will think that I'm a wali of Allah ta'ala. And there are many like that Allah's awliya also. So Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us all that we become really the true friends of Allah Ta'ala. So there are many ways, and that is just today what we want to discuss, that everyone can become a wali of Allah Ta'ala in his own way. And there are many ways of doing it. So one is the company of these truthful people that we stay in their company, Allah will make us also. And there are so many ways, I've just noted down a few, but there are much, much more ways. One easy way also, and many people have got this in them, our ordinary, like what we call our public, or our working class people, or our normal shopkeepers, etc. You just have to work that your love comes in his heart. Because a wali's heart, Allah looks at it all the time. And whose love Allah finds there, then Allah makes direct muhabbat with that person. Allah makes that person his wali. So if we find that our place in the heart of a wali of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah, when he looks there, he says, oh, he loves this person, so I also love that person now. So then Allah puts you there. And also, one instance that comes to mind, which we heard from our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali many times, which Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali has narrated actually. One king passed away, so the parliament, the people there, who must we make our new king? They decided the person who comes first at the gate of the palace tomorrow morning, we'll make him our king. And Allah Shan, who came there? A beggar. Not only a beggar, his father a beggar, his grandfather a beggar, and like progenies up, all beggars, ancestors, all beggars. So they took him, put him on the throne. He became the king now. He's from rags to riches. He became the king. So, but now with all the matters now have to be just what must be done about this. Everything he's giving a perfect, correct answer, solution. Everything. Then about 12 o'clock or so, time for him to go and rest. So he told two people to come and put their hands under his armpit and take him like a king, how a king is taken. So they said, we'll do it. But Bacha Salamat first tell us, you were a beggar till this morning. Your whole life you're a beggar. And all your ancestors beggars. How come you know all these things? So he said, that Allah who put me on this chair, what is it difficult for that Allah to teach me also this? So when Allah Ta'ala wants to teach, when Allah makes you a wali, you may be a nothing. You just became the friend of a wali. And you really found your place in his heart. And then Allah now makes you a wali. All your bad akhlaq that you have, bad qualities which you were convinced they'll never go out of my life. I'm the worst in the world. These things won't leave me. Allah changes you in a jiffy. In one instance Allah changes, and there you are, big wali. And there isn't one, two instances. How many instances like this? In our history we see great, great people, how Allah just changed them. And we should ask our Shaykh also that, Hazrat, just give us a small place in your heart somewhere. Hazrat in his Muhammad should say, you are there, may Allah make it like that. So all of us also, that to those who we see in our ordinary, wherever, try and become close to those people. We in there, also as it is said, dua karai nahi jati, dua li jati hai. You don't have to ask somebody to make dua, you have such a relationship that that person just has to make dua for you. As he will make dua for himself, he makes dua for you. As he will make dua for his wife, his children, for his students, for his murids, he'll make dua for you. The minute you have reached there, you pleased him, made him happy, he is going to make dua. So Allah Ta'ala give us all these different ways that we can become the friends of Allah Ta'ala. One is by dua, a person, and we are weak in dua also. When a person makes dua for Allah's friendship, and continuously you are begging Allah, how is it that Allah won't give it? And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, ask for that wilayat and friendship of Allah, that Allah sticks you with Him. That glue that just can't get separate. It's such a glue that we just stuck to Allah. And such Allah sticks us to Him, then it loosens us from everyone else. That love of dunya goes out. That the nafs, we are not worried of our nafs also. We just want to be with Allah, and Allah, and Allah Ta'ala draws us. So, and Allah Ta'ala, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. Allah guides towards him who wants to be inclined, who Allah pulls, and then nobody. And Hazrat should cry, and how Hazrat should cry and make dua, Ya Allah, pull us towards you in such a way that the whole world can't pull us away from you. Nothing can pull us away. That we are just with you. Not any sports can pull us away from you. Not any business can pull us away. You'll do business, everything. But you'll do it properly. Your namaz times will be there. Everything. And for Allah, you'll do everything for Allah Ta'ala. And one person who passed away now in Ramadan, he was such a person also like an ordinary shopkeeper. You won't regard him as a great buzur. But he should go to shop, before shop, masjid, wuzu, everything, namaz. After that he go to shop. He's the first back for Zohar. He's the last out of Zohar. And before Asr he's back in the shop. All the other partners also, they should complain about him. You can't do business like this. Hold, you go in the masjid, then you are in the shop. But when the day came and the partnership, they dissolved it in a nice way. He was the one, in that time, the 20 rand note was the biggest note. Now the 200 rand note is the biggest. That time, a whole box full. He says, this is all the uplang money. And nobody knew about it. And he says, this belongs to the partnership and all must share it. Now, if he's not a wali of Allah. How many others there are like that? So there are plenty like that. So one thing is, another thing, by dua we can become the wali, the old wali of Allah Ta'ala also. And everyone Allah has given, Allah has told us, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. You just make dua. Immediately I will answer your dua. أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. I will answer your dua. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عَنِّي. When the people ask, where am I? Am I near? Then I will, people said, then we'll make dua softly. If I'm far, then the people say they'll make dua loudly. So Allah Ta'ala didn't say, yeah, for the answer, tell them. That word, tell them full. Tell them this, no. Allah said, inni qareeb. I'm right near. I'm وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. More than your life vein, your jugular vein, I'm more closer than that to you. Allah is more closer to us than what we are to ourselves. So close. And in أَنِّي قَرِيبُ أَسْتَجِيبُ لَكُمْ. I will accept your duas. You just make dua. So ask Allah. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, you ask Allah for everything in the world. But you didn't ask Allah, that Allah must become mine. You ask for nothing. And if you only ask Allah that you become mine, you have asked for everything. If Allah is yours, everything is yours. Kingdom of Mahmud Ghaznavi, he one time announced that he spread out all precious stones in the palace. gold, silver, diamonds, rubies, emeralds, whatever you can think of. And he told all the courtiers who were there, today, whatever you put your hand on, it's yours. So the people went wild, just grabbing as much as they can. But one of his slave women, she stood still. Or it was Ayaz, in one narration comes like that, his famous slave Ayaz. So he said, didn't you hear my announcement? He said, repeat your announcement. So he repeated again. Then he stepped up and he put his hand on the shoulder of the king. And he said, if you are mine, then only what you have put out here is a limited amount what you got in your treasury. If you are mine, everything is mine. Now if I take here, I'll take one stone, I'll take 10 stones. But if I got you, I got everything. So Allah becomes ours. Hey, there is nothing greater than that. And Allah has sent us in this world for that purpose. Allah hasn't sent us to go fishing. Allah hasn't sent us to go and play tennis. Allah hasn't sent us for other things. By the way, something, but really, this is the purpose. That, and if we've got Allah and we go from this dunya, your qabr is made also. When Allah is with you in your qabr, what you got to worry? Hey, many of us, we hearing maut ki yaad, we get worried. Hey, but the satis are asking also. But if Allah is yours, you got no worry. On pul sirat, you got no worry. No worry. Otherwise, from pul sirat, how it is explained, thinner than a hair, sharper than the edge of a sword. How are you going to walk over there? 1500 years journey, 1500 years. You'll get tired. You're going to be loaded with your gunas and all the hukuk of people. How are you going to walk? So if Allah is with you, so here we are, and we have come here really. Ramzan, Allah has given us to find him and to make him our friend. That we go, and Allah offers his friendship. Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said that, yeah, any politician, rich man, you want to become close to him, what protocol? How much you'll have to, years you'll have to go through, getting this one, getting that way, making this dawah, doing this, what? Yeah, Allah is giving his hand of friendship to us. And in this month of Ramadan, even more, Allah is extending his hand of friendship. You become my friends. The whole day you make the dua. I told the malaika, they must say ameen on your duas. I told the fish in the sea, they must say ameen on your duas. Everything, whole night Allah is asking what you want. Say, Allah, I want you. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Wo ho jai mera, main ho jaun uska. Yahi raat din main dua mangta hoon. Allah become ours. That's all we want. So Allah Ta'ala, so this is that opportunity Allah has given us. It's not a matter of finishing the month of Ramadan. Did we get Allah? Allah grant me, grant all of us. And every Ramadan, Allah wants whole day, whole life. Ramadan is the ideal occasion. Few minutes are left now, few days are left. Let us try and beg of Allah that Allah becomes ours. And to make shukr on the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Allah becomes very happy. A person who makes shukr on the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, it comes that you take one morsel of food and you say, Alhamdulillah. Allah is happy with that person. And with who is Allah happy? With his friend. So just imagine what a deen our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave us, that you make shukr, you wear clothes, you make shukr. You eat, you make shukr. And Allah is becoming your friend because of that. So this requires that marifat to recognize, to know it is from Allah. Allah is giving me this. And the dua, how beautiful also on eating and on wearing clothes, similar. Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani kasani hadha wa razaqanihi, he has given it to me, min ghayri hawli minni wala quwwa, without any of my effort. You have paid for a plate of biryani 70, 80, 100 rand, whatever it might cost. But really, what is that 100 rand? Absolutely nothing. Can 100 rand make one grain of rice? Can 100 rand make one drop of water? To cook that rice, water was needed. That water, the housewife just opened the tap or wherever you bought it. But the whole system from where the water comes, who put all that lines and all that? All those people who work there, the reservoir, and then the water itself, nobody. Everyone knows water is H2O. Two parts of hydrogen, one part of oxygen. In the laboratories, they got more than enough oxygen and hydrogen. Tell them to make one drop of water. When there's drought, we need how many liters of water, how much we need. But just make one drop for us. Drop for us. Nobody. Who is it? Allah. Our clothes, whatever we are wearing, this fabric, who made it? From where it was made? How many wholesalers, retailers, the cargo carriers, and who was involved? Then it came to us. So we just make shukr with this reality. Ya Allah, you take your banana, you peel it, you're going to eat it. That Ya Allah, you made this banana. The peel, you made it to protect it. And the banana is not a banana. There is potassium, mainly potassium. But how many things in that banana? Allahu Akbar. You gave me the strength. If some people once went to the hospital, one family member was there. As I came to the door of his ward, his son came running out to me. And he told me, today daddy ate with his own hands. He ate himself. Do we appreciate that we eat with our own hands? If somebody has to feed us, then we don't get that enjoyment. It can be your wife who feeds you. You want, when you take little bit that potato, little that chutney, little this, little meat, you put it in your mouth at the right time. The other lukma, you chew it, it's gone down. Now you put it. If your wife or anyone else feeds you, they might be bringing it too quick. The other, you hardly chewed it properly. Or you are now waiting. And now they're putting it. But yourself, what a great damage. The five fingers Allah gave us. And we take our food and we put it. But who of us think of it? Allah becomes very, very happy with that person who thinks of this. And then again, when we eat it also, the saliva in the mouth, if there's no saliva, you can't digest that food. Who made that? Who made the digestive system? How many people are suffering from reflux? Little food goes and gets stuck. Now everyone is parishan around you. They can see that you're not eating. Or somebody, the food gets stuck here in the throat sometimes. And now the person has to go and go to the bathroom and what has to be done? Who is it that let it go? Now you get constipated. Who is it that let this food go out? Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنِّي الْأَذَى وَعَافَانِي. What a great ni'mat of Allah. How many ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. So shukr, and we can't stop making shukr. What ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. So that is also one great thing. Another thing that we can get the friendship of Allah Ta'ala, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. What signs of Allah has kept? The skies, the rising of the sun, the setting of the sun, the coming of the rains, Allah, the coming of the day, the going of the day and the coming of the night are all clear signs. When you see all this, what great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And we also, Allah give us tawfiq, whenever the winds blow a bit strong, the rain start coming, pleasant, we need rain, for long it hasn't rained, now we need it. But make the dua, Allahumma ij'alhu lana, wa la taj'alhu alayna. That wind can come, it's very nice, now rains are going to come. The people that qawm that was destroyed by Allah Ta'ala, they told, this cloud we want, this is the right cloud, it's got lot of water, but in there was the destruction. So we don't know when the rains come, it can be our destruction. And many times how lot harm is caused by this hailstorms, etc. So we have to ask, who is it? It's only Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah sends it nice soft rains the whole night, who is it who sends that rain so nicely? And just the amount nicely in the day, it's again shining bright, you doing your work, only Allah Ta'ala. So we, by this, when we think of the creation of Allah, and you can't stop thinking of the Qudrat and the creation of Allah Ta'ala. One good friend of ours, they from Chipata, they were in the Lusaka. Father has passed away, very strong Jamaat worker, very strong and very good worker. So he says the son explaining to us, we were going for Fajr in a stop street sign. He said, you see Allah there. And everything he's seeing Allah Ta'ala. And really, if you think, you go and check in your, they give you your printout, your boarding pass. In there you have to see Allah. Where that the ink from where it came, the paper from where it came, today the computer, how many things have worked? It's only Allah Ta'ala. And little something goes wrong, the person who's attending to you, he doesn't know. Now he phones to the back. They will come in, try and sort it out. They can't sort it out, they phone somebody else. Sometimes nobody can sort it out. Who is it? It's only that aeroplane that flies, Allahu Akbar. How many things have to be checked on there? And one small technical fault, the whole flight is cancelled. So who is it and keeps it up in the air? It's not all the science and technology, none other but Allah Ta'ala. And Allah, when He wants to drop it, He drops it. When He wants to keep it, He keeps it. If it was in our hands, not one air, there should be an aeroplane crash anywhere in the world. No motor car crashes if it was in our hands. If it was in our hands, every baby of ours will be the most beautiful, most intelligent, most healthiest, most perfect. It's not in our hands at all. So to think in the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Another way of finding the love of Allah very easy, ittiba'i sunnat, which Allah has said clearly, فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ يُمُ اللَّهِ. You just follow me, تیرے محبوب کے یا رب شباب لے کے آیا ہوں, حقیقت تو اس کو کرنے میں صورت لے کے آیا ہوں. Oh Allah, I've just come with the outward form of your beloved. You make it a reality. I insult to sunnat when I'm dressing this. What I am, what my akhlaq is, what my character is, I'm an insult to, but you make it a reality. Outwardly, I could make so much, keep my beard, wear my topi, try and follow sunnat. Now you make it a reality. So by ittiba'i sunnat, a person becomes the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. Allah loves that person. Any sunnat that we follow, Allah loves that person. So try and bring more and more sunnat. And with this in mind also, that for the love of Allah Ta'ala. Well, another great thing which Allah has given us in Ramadan also, tilawat of Quran Sharif. Recitation of Allah loves that person who reads his kalam. And Allah give us tawfiq to read it with the correct adab also, and with the correct ways. People have reached where, which stages of wilayat? Ordinary people. One person that every night, old man, and not a learned person or anything, but every night he has to read his Quran Sharif. Makes his wuzu, puts his attar, sits down, facing towards Qibla, and 10 minutes, 20 minutes he's reading, but on that Allah made him his wali. And when his son asked him that, my grandfather, what are you reading? You don't understand and all that. He explained the boy became Hafiz and Alim. That what is this kalam, what I'm reading and that. So the Quran Sharif is a great, great ni'mat of Allah. And Ramadan, mashallah, everyone is reading so much. Let it carry on after Ramadan also. And Allah give us that feeling to read Quran Sharif with love, with enthusiasm. With that feeling we read Quran Sharif. And Allah put our heart in Quran Sharif, making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, tasbih, and many things, as we explained, the Taj Mahal, how it was built. And just that one, wherever we get a chance, and we are taught also this, that you just remove something from the road which will cause harm to people. We are traveling, and you will find 20 cars will go past that thing. And the day Allah gave you that tawfiq, you stopped on the side, and there was one person who used to particularly go on the road just to pull out all things if there are any. And Allah gave him a high darja, beautiful mort Allah gave him. But we normally, wherever we are, we were here in the masjid, Allah's house, something is lying, we don't notice it also. Yeah, when somebody else pick it up, then we want to grab it. And on that also, Maulana Saeed Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, when he should come from Medina Sharif, he was in Medina Sharif, and Maulana Farooq Sahib Makki, he was in Masjid al-Hafaya, the Merkaz at that time. When Maulana should come, the first thing he should go to toilets, and check if they are clean. If they are not clean, Maulana himself, his trousers up, his sleeves up, and he starts cleaning. And now dare somebody tell Maulana that I will clean. That he used to get very angry. You should have cleaned it before this. Why now you telling you want to clean it? he should clean it himself, and once it was enough for the life, those toilets will remain clean forever. They will make sure that if we don't know when Maulana will come, and he goes first to the toilets and he checks them up. So like that also, we will walk past the house of Allah. We see things, but it doesn't register. It doesn't mean anything to us. Our own house, little bit on the outside of the house. The walkway, there is something, we clean it. We have it immediately. We go in the house, shout. You can't see these things are lying here and so dirty. What will people say? They'll come to the house and that. We're more worried of what people say. Allah's house, it doesn't register with us. Allah give us tawfiq. So these are a few ways, and every person Allah has given this intelligence, and use the intelligence in the right way. Everyone, we use it for deen, it is. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala says, وَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. Other things of dunya, person works his mind. We made aeroplanes, we made submarines, we made rockets, we made everything. But to recognize one Allah, that we didn't use our brains. And the brain was first to recognize, to know who Allah Ta'ala is. Allah give us all tawfiq that we work in this direction and that we acquire these things. So dua also is very important, and this is just a few. Otherwise there are so many things by which we can become the friends of Allah Ta'ala. When Allah becomes our friend, then Allah will make our islah. We don't have to do anything. Allah will make our islah. He will correct us. Because a friend, if you adopt a child, the minute the child's muhabbat came in, you want to adopt this child. Now everything you're going to do for the child. You're going to see to all his paperwork. You're going to see to his clothing. You're going to see to his food. Everything you're going to see. Just get adopted by Allah. That Allah adopts us. And there are so many ways by easily Allah adopting a person and making him his close friend. And to stay away from, we all got our weaknesses, a lot of wrongs we got. Our anger is out of control. Our eyes are out of control. Tongue is out of control. The minute Allah becomes your friend, he will sort all these things out. And people will wonder, your wife will wonder, what happened to you? How you changed like this? This is all on condition that we work towards this. And there are many ways that we can become this close friends of Allah Ta'ala. Allah bless us all with that. And then we make effort on our family, on the whole ummah also, that everyone must get this. And also that it isn't only the who we think now, who are big maulanas and hazrats, that they are big walis and that. Everyone, Allah has left this door open. There is no family of Allah that this family I like, that family I don't like. No race of Allah. Hazrat Bilal, he was walking in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Jannah. Where are these people? Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam, also a black person. But Allah made a surah on his name. And what a great position he has got. And he was also like an ordinary person. But what Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with. So everyone, it can be a shoemaker, it can be a street sweeper. Our house, our wives are the women at home. And Allah has made it so easy. But how our heads work opposite. Hey, Allah made it, you just stay at home. No Jummah also for you. You stay at home. No jihad for you also. You don't have to go for Eid namaz. And what she does, looks after the home, her children, herself, her husband, everything. She just looks after those things. She's a wali of Allah. So easy. But now our woman also, what happens to them? We must go to masjid. We want to do all the hard things. Allah made it so easy for the woman. You just stay at home and this few basic things you see to. And you become a great waliyah. A woman in a house, what her position. Now in Ramadan, how many of our women busy with Quran, little bit in the kitchen, the people will come eat, so prepare that, clean the house little bit, do this little, whole day Quran, tilawat, etc. What's their darja? And for them, so easy, they don't have to look after their eyes. They're in i'tikaf all the time. A true Muslim woman is all the time in i'tikaf. She's at home. No, she doesn't. Somebody comes on the phone, perhaps one, two words she has to speak. By the door, she just tells what it is. The man is not here or whatever it is. Otherwise, she's in i'tikaf all the time. Hey, she doesn't have to worry that like that also, women haven't got that desire like men have got to see women. Women haven't got, the way the world has been painted today, now they have aroused those imaginary desires. Otherwise, a woman is by nature a person of sharam and haya. The sharam and haya that is gone now, it is not because of what a woman is. It is the terrible environment now on the TV and the phone and all this. Otherwise, women by nature, they've got sharam haya in them. So how easy. But just look how shaitan is working. By force, they want to be outside. They want to barge. They want to do this. They want to demand this. That is not at all for them. How easy. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us all, to make us all His friends. We all make dua for one another. Hey, and we don't know who. Beg every person you meet, make dua for me. Hey, we don't know who and which dua. And Allah, once we are His, everything will be done. Allah bless us in His mercy and kindness. This great auspicious month of Ramadan, in the barakat of it, Allah bless us. Subhanallah.